Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? Welcome to motherfucking PSA Podcast. Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. It's your boy, Three Letter Man, a.k.a. Dre. You already know what it is. Got my homie in the back holding me down. The boys, Drizzy, what's poppin'? I know you back there, brother. You know what I mean? Tonight's show is me and Battle Truth talking about his recent blog that he did about high stakes versus Born Legacy. So we're going to conversate about this. I don't know if you see him on there, Drizzy. 414 area code. Well, text me if you, and let me know what's up if you. True, where you at, man? Yo, Jizzy, text me if you can, bro, because I don't know what's going on. I'm just here. Hold on, I'm calling Truth right now. Hold up, one other phone. All right. Truth is on? I think he's on, Drake. He just told me he's on. I just called on my cell phone. 414 area code. He said he's on. Hello? Text me, somebody. I'm here. Not knowing what's going on.
What's good, Dre?
Battle Truth, what's popping, man?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's up?
How was your weekend, man?
Huh?
How was your weekend?
Good. A little busy, but good. Doing good, man. Watching
the playoffs.
Your
Packers won today?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was more into watching your Knicks come back against my Bucks, man.
Yeah, but you know the playoffs are more exciting than the regular season, though. NFL, you know, playoffs compared to NBA regular season, my brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
True. Let's just get into this, man. You did a blog. Pretty sure everybody talked about it. I had people hitting me about it. You know what I'm saying? I call you Battle Truth, Malachi, a.k.a. Mr. Controversy. That's your name for me, in a good way, and I mean in a good way. You said on your blog that you feel that the high-stakes card is better than the Born Legacy card that URL is doing. The floor is yours. Can you explain yourself?
Yeah.
I disagree, but explain yourself.
Yeah, because I believe that the high stakes two card on it got everything. It got grudge matches, stars. It has comedy. It has real. It's gonna be grown man talk, and I like it all overall better than the Born Legacy card. I think the Born Legacy card to me is gonna be a boring card. I think you could basically predict everything that's going. Yeah, I think it's gonna be boring. I think
all three Born Legacies before this have not been boring, no truth.
I don't care, but I think this one's going to be boring.
Why?
And I say
right,
that because.
Go ahead.
I only say that because I'm just tired of the same. Again, I think these new guys are being forced on us. I believe.
Forced.
Look, you have to wean a child off a bottle before you just take the bottle away from them. And when it comes to this battle rap, you can't just snatch steak away from us and then say, okay, y'all gonna eat these hot dogs for right now. No, you have to still look, chop up the hot dogs and give me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna just make my whole menu just be hot dogs. If you get what I mean.
But truth.
And I think
you have to understand something. That's why we have Gnome, Summer Madness, all these Unfinished Business, all these other cards. But the Born Legacy series is really based upon young talent blending in with mid-tiers or guys like Slave Seven who's been struggling, guys like Tech N9ne who's been struggling. Like, this is what the series is about. I kind of like this. You're mixing in young guys or guys who's been in the game for a while who, let's be real, Truth, you and I watch what's going on. Some of these brothers been washed up. Your blog, you was cracking on Tech N9ne. And let's be real, I agree with everything you said about Tech N9ne. So you're mixing in dudes who are lost in the sauce against young talent. You gotta like that, though. I don't know how you don't like that as a battle rap fan.
But on this Born Legacy 4 card, they not mixing that in with that. They ain't mixing
Jerry
that
West
in with
battle,
that.
Hold on. Jerry West battle Tech 9. Swave 7 right. battle Tick the Demon. So they
no,
that
no,
true.
No. What I'm saying, but you don't have that in this Born Legacy card.
No, Mike. All right, let's talk about the card. Mike B versus Chef Trez. I like that battle. Like Chef
yeah,
Trez
but that
is
ain't
up.
No, that ain't no mid-tier going up against no PG.
No, but it's still young talent, though. That's why I said it's a blend-in. Some of the matches you have, Adam O'Red is an OG veteran in O'Red. Then you got Av, who's getting his feet wet on URL, even though he's battled many times before in Shark City, and this, down the third, in Virginia. But I like – all right, let's talk about the matches. Mike P versus Chef Trez, that could be battle of the night on their card. That battle's going to be dope.
Man,
Chef Trez had a fire
nothing.
Battle with Ryder. He had a fire battle with DNA. He's been doing his thing. And Mike P,
no, man,
not for nothing.
That's
the battle with Daylight wasn't bad. The battle he had with Ab, whether you think he won or lost, he's still giving us good outings.
Yeah, but see, here's my point, what I'm saying. You got to do more than just give me bars. I don't just want to hear bars, then they off, then the next battle come on. Bars again, then they off, the next battle come on. Bars again. No, I want to hear some personals. I want to hear some grown man talk. I want to hear some jokes. I want to see animation. You just can't keep giving me every battle that come up is bars again. Bars again. Bars again.
No, on the personals, it's going to be hard to have personals when you have young guys battling each other, unless you make up some fictitious story. I mean, we see niggas say personals, and they don't always land all the time. You don't have to have personals to have a fire battle. JC and Chilla
you have to have personals.
JC and Chilla was a classic, and it had no personals.
Okay, listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. You mentioned only one battle, but when you have eight battles on a card, you can't give me eight battles on a card without no personals, brother. I don't care who it is. It has to be at least one of those battles have to come with something different other than just bars. And that's why I like
example,
the high stakes two card.
Battle, Press Mafia battle, none. And he talked about Nun Nun's girl coming into the battle. He got personal with that, but did it really land?
Yeah.
I mean, let's take it here. Let's look at the high stakes card. Since you're saying to the people that you believe, and that's your opinion. I respect your opinion, even though I disagree.
I
still
believe
respect
it brings a lot more to the table. A lot more.
Let's
to
be
the
real,
table.
My dude. Has T Rex done good on you, Doug? No.
Yes, he has.
Whether
yes,
you think
he
beat Austin or not. That's not a fire battle. That's not a fire battle.
That battle was good. That battle
kicked.
Was good.
That battle was just okay.
That battle was good.
He got his ass handed to him by O'Red.
But
so,
he still did good. It ain't like you got a bad T Rex. You had a good.
Badly.
No. This is what I'm trying to get you. Even if O'Red beat him, you didn't have a bad T Rex. He did good too, brother. You make it sound like his brother just came with nothing. No, the man did good, man.
Right.
O'Red
he
won.
He lost.
But
he did
but
okay.
He still
so
was good.
Lose, how good could you do if you lost? 3-0.
Oh, come on, Dre.
Like I remember people saying, I remember when this battle came out, niggas was like, Rex got his ass handed to him. And my nigga, not for nothing. As much as you think I might not fuck with Rex, I fuck with Rex more than I fuck with O'Red. And O'Red handed him an ass whipping. Now here's the thing with me, Truth. I personally think, and I don't know if you feel me on this, I feel Chess and Rad B would have been a better battle than Rex. Oh, and Rex battled Shotgun Sugar. Let's not forget about that battle. That battle was trash. Sugar and Rex on U-Dub was terrible. So I think that Rex out here on U-Dub giving those great outings, my nigga. What are we missing here?
No, it wasn't. Sugar and Rex wasn't trash neither, bro.
What?
Where you be getting these logics from, man?
I'll tell you what. Let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. You asked me where I be getting
come
this
on
from. Okay.
It,
I have a show,
come
number
on
one. It, number one, I have a show. Number two, I did a recap. Number three, I'm on Twitter. Number four, I'm reading comments. That's what I'm getting. If you want to know to get to the question you ask, I gave you four reasons to the question you asked me. Four. I'm
man,
the
and
people,
I'm saying this.
Comments,
you got all the look. You got all those reasons people in comments. But here's the thing: you already know that a lot of people use. Look, First of all, this is an opinionated sport, so everybody's going to have what they like, what they – but you also know a lot of these people, man, they – look, a lot of these people just run with the wave. If you throw something out there and say, hey, they washed up, and people say it, then next thing you know, a lot of people saying it. If you say, oh, this guy washed up, next thing you know, if another person said it, then not everybody saying it.
Are you saying that about yourself also? Are you saying that about yourself also, being that you're a blogger? Hold on, let's finish there. Being that you're a blogger, being that Battle Truth, people rock with Battle Truth right now, are you saying that you can say something in front of the camera and you can twist people's minds around? Because you can do that. You can do that, too. You have the power to do that right now.
Well, what I'm telling you is, you started the show off calling me Mr. Controversy, so it's obvious that I'm against. It's obvious I'm against the odds. What things
right,
about
right,
me
right.
is? Things
that's
about
why you
me
my man,
is.
True. That's why you my man.
Yeah,
you know
but
what
I
mean?
Don't. I
but
don't
true.
Care. What I don't care. Go ahead. I don't care
but
what
true,
people
let's get back
say.
Into the
man.
Car,
my thing
I
is, I have to be honest.
Do you feel Rad being Chess would have been a better battle than Rad being T-Rex?
No, I think T-Rex and Rod B would have been a better battle than Chess. I'm not. Well, yeah, but I'm gonna give you my reason why. Even though it should be a better battle, but I don't like Chess' performance. Chess' performance to me is becoming redundant. I'm tired of every time he get on the stage, we can't get three good solid rounds out of him. Period.
Okay.
We know he got the potential to write. We know that he have potential to even get down. But why is it that every time he perform, we cannot get three solid rounds out of him without some type of controversial round from this guy? And that's why I'm saying I think this Rod B and T-Rex, I like this better than Chess and Rod B because I know T-Rex is going to come with three solid rounds and he's not going to choke or do nothing. Like he said in his intro, I ain't going to be choking. I ain't going to be doing that. You put me, I'm going to do it. Now, I don't know what Rod B going to come with, but I would rather see Rex and Rod B. I think it's the OG against a new gunner, and I think he ain't for a butt whooping. He going to get a good old-fashioned butt whooping.
Now, here's to the flip side of what you're saying now. The reason why I don't want to see Rod B in Chess because you got two young gunners coming to the game. Now, I do agree with you. Chess, you do got to tighten up with like what Truth's saying, my nigga. Give us three good rounds. Not for nothing. I think Chess gives us good three rounds, but it's the extra shit. It's the stopping. It's the choking.
Okay,
you know, the water situation.
The water.
The water situation. So that's the problem we have. But to be fair, after he gets over that, like he did against DNA, we didn't like the first round. Like he choked on that too much. First round against fucking Av also. But after that, Chess gets
in
busy
Saga.
It takes Chess
in
a while
Saga.
To turn up.
In Saga.
And Saga. And Saga too. I also agree with that. It takes him a while to turn up.
He
so
keeps
you're saying
that.
And in
a double, in a 2-on-2 battle, keep doing the same thing, man.
So you think Rad B and T-Rex, you're expecting a fire battle out of those two? Really?
No, I don't know what I'm gonna get out of Rod B, but I know Rex gonna bring it. I don't know what
Would
I'm getting out of
Rod
B.
Red? Would you rather see Adam Old Red or Rad B and Rex?
I would rather see Old Red and Av.
Okay.
I would rather see Old Red and Av.
Now let's talk about another
because,
battle.
Because no, I hate that. I hate O Solo and
I didn't say O Solo, I said Arsenal and Chilla Jones we're talking about right now.
Oh yeah, that got the potential of being nice. But you know, I really don't like Chilla Jones though.
I like Chilla.
Him. But I know he got bars, but he don't have performance. Chilla lack performance, so it depends on what he come with. You know what I'm saying? We
like
know
Arsenal
he got a good pen.
Battle, like, really like them?
No,
I think Briz handled his business against him.
Yeah, but I think, see, here's the thing. Briz handled his business against Arsenal, but at the same time, Arsenal wasn't a slouch in neither. You get what I'm saying? He was okay.
But he
just
lost,
didn't
though.
Pull it out.
He lost. Clearly.
Yeah, but we know he lost, but he still came and do what
he
did.
He was okay.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right.
I'm on record right now saying Mike P and Chef Trez would be a better battle than Arsenal and Chilla Jones.
Nope. I don't agree to that.
That's just me. I'm just going that route for me.
Okay, well, I ain't agreeing with none of them young bucks being better than me.
That battle smells, has King of the Dot smell all over that shit. I'm not expecting that to be a great battle.
Which one?
It's an awkward matchup,
which
first
one?
Of all. Arsenal
which
Chilla
one?
Jones is an awkward matchup.
Yeah, but I take that over a lot of them young dudes, man. I take Arsenal and Chilla over at least half that Born Legacy card, if not the whole thing. Except
I totally disagree with that.
Jazz and Abner.
I don't think Arsenal and Chilla. I'm not expecting no fire waves like that at all. Arsenal hasn't shown me lately in his last couple battles where I would say that.
Well, you got
what
to also
say,
understand
what,
this.
What battle Arsenal's had lately, and I fuck Arsenal, legend, all that, but I'm just being truthful, goddammit. Somebody got to say this shit. What battle has Arsenal had as of late? What, the Cortez battle? I mean, what battle has he had that he was
Cortez.
fire for all three rounds?
He was fire in the Cortez battle. He wasn't that good in that battle, but he still beat Sirius Jones.
I think they both lost.
No, it wasn't.
Because that shit wasn't that great, that good.
It was, but you know what's crazy, and it's not to judge by nothing. He said in the series, John Bell, he said, I don't even know what to do for you, and walked away in the second round.
Well, that don't mean nothing, though. Okay?
Nobody takes Sirius Jones, listen, nobody takes Sirius Jones serious at all. Nobody. Nobody cares anybody.
I don't, listen. When I was rocking with Angry Fan and them, yeah, people in there telling me shut the fuck up about Sirius Jones. So there was people riding with him when I was saying the same thing what you were saying. People told me shut the fuck up. So there is people that rock with him, to be fair. Even when people telling me I'm crazy.
I'm talking about the battle rappers. None of the battle rappers really care about him at all. When they hear they got Sirius Jones, they don't care.
I had T-Rock, Murder Mook, and Surf up here, and I mentioned Sirius Jones, and they was kind of like, huh. But the point I'm making before, let's not lose track focus and shit. I'm not really going too crazy for Arsenal and Chilla Jones. I'm just not going too crazy for that. That's not a battle that's must see.
But guess what? But Chilla could beat 90% of everybody who own their Born Legacy for a card.
Yes,
90%.
He could lose some of the two also. I can see Chilla losing to Ored.
I'm just going off experience. I think that's the only one. I think that's the only one who actually might could get him in a battle. Av and Chilla, but it'll be a bar fest. It'll be a bar fest too.
All right, let's go into another battle. Speaking of Sirius Jones, Osuna versus Sirius Jones. Since you're telling me this is a fire card, who the fuck cares about Sirius Jones and Osuna?
But Dre, you just pulled that up on purpose, man, just to say that. Now go to the other.
I'm talking about the high stakes card.
But look what you said behind it. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about that Sirius Jones and Osuna. Even though it's a trash battle on that card, I would rather see Sirius Jones and Osuna than half the battles that's on that Born Legacy card.
I'd rather see New Jersey Twins and Glue Easy versus Sirius Jones. And I guarantee you this. You want to put some money on this? We'll put some money on this right now. I'll put some money on this. Live on the show, calling you out, Truth.
I guarantee you,
all these cards come out after the smoke is clears, people are going to talk about other battles of Born Legacy, the motherfucking Osuna.
Let's talk about Sirius Jones Osuna right quick.
I don't.
That ain't nothing to
shit
talk
about this battle. And it's not even
nobody.
Jones,
I don't.
Who gives a rat's ass about Osuna?
What you say? Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
Who gives a rat's ass about Osuna in 2017? The reason he's on this card, because he's from Jersey, relationship with Arsenal, he's on this card. Hey, bro, come out the track right quick and get on this card. We don't care about Osuna no more. Let's just keep it real. So to me, like, Osuna is the worst person on both these cards. He's at the bottom totem pole than every compared to everybody high stakes, compared to everybody on legacy.
No, that's not true.
He's on the totem
pole. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
Boom Easy just had a dope battle with fucking Badassi Green. Oso
no,
has to have a battle
no,
like that.
No, man, and, first of all, no, he
what?
Wasn't. That was not a
what
good.
What
Oso
had
not
that
a,
was hard? Please school me.
Man, that, listen, bro.
What
Oso
battle
not,
was fire?
Brothers, you gonna do all the talking? Cause this is what I'm trying to get
I'm
you to understand.
I'm asking the question.
Solo is more entertaining than half the people on that Born Legacy 4
for
card. And that's a fact.
For one round.
That's a fact. Period.
For one round.
But I'm talking about he's more entertaining than them. Period. He funny. He performed better. He performed better than half the guys on that table. So even though he's not really good compared to the High Stakes 2 card, he better than a lot of people on that Born Legacy 4 card. Blue Easy is not even that good, Dre. Dre, let's keep it real.
Blue Easy is not that good.
I would rather see Old Solo than Blue Easy. Yes, I would. I just told you that. I would rather see Old Solo than Blue Easy.
Nah, I'm straight off that. I'm good off that.
Old Solo, okay. And Old Solo was real funny against Wade 7 in that battle.
For one round.
That was funny.
How many times you going back to watch an Old Solo battle?
I saw that at least 3 times because it was funny.
Next battle, man.
That was funny.
Tell me it wasn't funny. Please tell me that Old Solo and Wade 7 wasn't funny. I refuse to give Old Solo too much burn. I'm not going crazy on Solo, please.
Okay.
I don't want to give Old Solo too much burn. I think he's trash.
Now you lose the rest of this way out, brother. You do know that, right?
Let's talk about it.
You finna see. You finna see right now.
It's your own. I like this.
It's over. I don't know if it's over. Let me get my bars off.
I like Tay Rock and Sharone. Personally, I wish it was on URL, but the reason why I wish it was on URL, because since Sharone is claiming he's a smack killer, one of the better states to have it is on URL. UW picked it up because, you know, Arsenal and Sharone, they battled before. They got relationships through King of the Dot, this, down the third. Tay Rock has battled his second time battling in Jersey and shit. This is a grudge match. I like this battle and shit a lot. They've been talking mad.
So why do it have to be on URL, though?
Why? Because I just said it to you. I'll say it again. Since Sharone is
the
self-proclaimed smack killer, because that's what he goes around running around saying, the smack killer,
right.
It makes
right.
sense his battle to be on URL. Since he's a smack killer, let's see how you'd have done doing that on the smack stage. That's the reason why I'm saying that. So whose fault is it that it's not on URL? Excuse me?
So whose fault is it that it's not on URL?
Whoever's fault it is. I don't give a damn whose fault it is.
It can only be one person's fault, brother. Come on now.
They with the battle. That's okay. But I'm not mad at the battles on UW, so I'm not losing focus. I'm not mad at this battle at all. I hope it lives up to the hype.
So why you bring it up then?
Sharone claims he's a smack killer. I feel, with that being said, it makes sense to be on a smack stage. And once again, I don't have a problem with it being on UW. That's what I said.
Man, I don't care. Dre, I honestly really don't care what battle be done on what stage, as long as it could be done and the sound system is good. Because when we say stuff like it should have been on you, man, I hate hearing that because it don't matter. If you done book it, if King of the Dot book it, as long as they got a good stage where we can hear the audio and the camera crew is good on it, it could be anywhere. Even if it's in a small room.
I used to feel like you. Until I started interviewing battle rappers, and they telling me it don't count unless it's on URL. And this is coming from battle rappers' mouths. So when I'm hearing niggas saying that,
okay, well,
I'm
those
like,
same battle
nigga,
rappers.
Oh, let me finish, my nigga. Let me so you understand what I'm saying before you quick to jump in. I'd rather these niggas, like you said, I agree with you. It should not matter where the hell you battle at. But when I'm hearing dudes do numerous interviews and saying it's not on URL, it don't count, that tells me, well, damn, nigga, you'd rather go hard on URL and then go hard on these other leagues, and that be the conversation. That's what be happening. Fact.
The only one who be saying that it don't count on URL, if the three people that's in trouble for saying it now, that's it. I'm not going to put everybody in the same category because everybody top tier and them things don't think like that. The only person who really get trouble, The only three people who really get trouble saying that and end up hurting themselves on that is Bird, Surf, and Rex. Other than that,
and I've heard Calico say
that
also. So it's like,
Calico don't even really battle on other leagues. So how could Calico say that he don't even really battle on no other league? Come on,
because he said it matters. He wants to battle where matters the most. That's what he said.
Right, but he don't even take battles. He don't even take battles nowhere else. So why but yes, one time. But my point, what I'm trying to say is, he's saying that by not even taking battles apart from URL. So all I'm saying is, when people say it's the same three people.
So what you think about Tay Rock and Sharon, though? What you think about that?
Tay Rock and Sharon, that's what I'm telling you. That murdered almost that whole Born Legacy card. The only two battles on that Born Legacy card, let's just be real. Evan O'Red, maybe Jazz and E-Hart. That's it. All that other stuff, man, up for grabs.
I think Chef
Trez
and Mike
P
is going to be fine.
Man, Chef Trez and Mike P. I would rather see Sirius Jones and Old Solo than Chef Trez and Mike P. I'm keeping it real.
I totally disagree
with
that.
You could disagree, but I'm just trying to tell you. That's what I would rather see. I don't want to see. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Man, to even think this Born Legacy card comes anywhere close to High Stakes 2 is crazy. High Stakes 2 card killed this card,
off,
man.
We're basing off Rex, who don't be pop showing up on battles. He ain't doing that great on YouTube.
Man, no,
you
that's a lie. That's a lie.
Jones
that's
that
a lie. First of all, that's a
about.
Lie. Rex always show up on battles, so that's not true, man. That's not
you
true.
He always show, he shows up, but he don't really
Rex
he don't be
shows
catching Rex.
Up in battles, and he
don't catch
show
Rex.
Oh, man, come on, man.
You have to choke, my nigga. You have to choke. All right, you get kudos for not choking.
Man.
You're doing your job. You're not supposed to choke. That's what's up, Rex. But once again, his battles on UW ain't really been that fire, my nigga.
That's
not
true, though. I'm not going to agree to that. I'm not going to agree to that. It was good enough for me. I liked it. Look, and here's the thing
like the
you
fact,
always
bitching about the minutes and standing behind.
Okay,
standing
listen,
behind
no.
Like, oh,
I'm gonna tell. See, this is what I'm saying. If you're gonna say it, Dre, you gotta say it correctly. It was only scheduled to be a one. No, you didn't, because it was only scheduled to be a one round battle. That's it.
No, I'm saying
after
it,
his
brother,
one round was
fault,
over,
they didn't get that shit ramped. They didn't get
that shit squared off
before they
jumped
on the ring.
Yes, they did, bro.
Fault.
But this is what I'm saying. After he did that battle for Arsenal, it was only scheduled for one round. He came and did what he did and was good that one round. Then
but
they
didn't know that, though.
How
come no one knew that, though?
Man.
Only seen that Rex knew that only.
Arsenal and Rex did. The lead
they weren't on the
Rex
same
did.
Page, Troop. That's all I'm trying to say, brother. They weren't on the same page, all three of them. Arsenal,
they was
the
on
owner,
the same page
because
they had an agreement for money, brother. They had an agreement for money, and he...
Were they on the same page?
Oh, my God.
Were they on the same page?
Yeah, they was on the same page, and that's what he said.
How were they on the same page when Rex was getting mad?
No. This is what I'm trying to tell you. They was on the same page because, first of all, it was already contracted that he would do one round. And then Arsenal was like, come on, man, you ain't going to do anything.
Why was Suge mad?
Because Suge wanted the battle. Suge wanted to keep on rapping and battling. But I'm telling
I'm telling you what
Rex and Arsenal did. The whole thing about Rex and Arsenal, they already had a deal. Arsenal was trying to get Rex to do him a favor while the battle was going on.
Okay,
Rex do
that,
him another favor.
Right.
What?
We know that.
What
part.
You say?
But Suge wasn't in.
Okay,
he didn't know what's going on. That's what I'm saying. All three parties, league owner, two participants were not on the same page.
Okay, so here's my question. Was it only scheduled to be a one-round battle? That's all
yes,
it was.
Yes, it was. But if
right,
Suge,
and he did,
the other dude who's battling Truth doesn't know that, and he's getting mad, and Rex is getting mad, both parties are getting mad, first off. So if both parties are getting mad who are battling each other, they were not on the same page on the contract stipulations. They were not on the same page.
No, look. What I'm
brother
saying.
Rex knew what time it was, and he was doing Arsenal a favor. Suge wasn't happy about that. Rex wasn't mad. Rex was mad at the fact that Suge was battling over the time limit. Both parties were not on the same page, just like Cortez and Rex. They were not on the same page also. Rex, you seem to have a fucking cliche going on here.
But
not being on the same page with people a minute, though, but that's a different story.
Look, the Cortez and Rex, regardless if they're on the same page or not, they knew what the contract said. The contract said 2 minutes. They both signed it. How you not on the same page with something you signed? And
they were mad at each other. That's what I'm going off that, though. We all seen clear as day.
But if me and you signed in a contract for 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
bro, for three rounds,
mm-hmm.
what could we be
right.
mad at when the clock say 2 minutes?
We should. I agree with you, Truth. We should be on the same page. But if you're battling and I'm mad that, yo, why you going over the fucking time limit there, Timbo? Then I'm like, you like, yo, Dre, like, vice versa. It's like, we're not on the same page. Damn, my nigga, we up here looking goofy. Like, we didn't know what the hell was going on. We look very unprofessional right now.
You know you lost this argument, dog.
I'm not trying to win argument. I'm going what's going on the screen.
Yes, you is. Because you want to debate. You want to debate Born Legacy 4 card and Better Than High Stakes 2, and it's not at all.
It is to me.
It ain't.
If I'm going. All right. We ain't finished. We ain't finished High Stakes. Okay. I like Tay Rock and Sharon on paper because it's a grudge match. Like it a lot. Hopefully, it lives up to the hype. Because in my opinion, UW has one battle that's a classic on their channel, and that's Lux and Hollow. Everything else after that has been okay-ish.
That's a lie.
Been okay-ish.
That's a lie.
What's better than Lux and Hollow on that card?
We ain't say what's better than. You see,
okay,
there you go,
what's
twisting
classic?
Things
what's
up again.
After Lux and Hollow, classic. Not a good battle. Not an okay battle. Classic.
A lot of good
monumental.
Battles on that. A lot of good bouts. See, there you go. You
I
always
good.
Switching.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
There
say
you go
good.
Switching. Dre,
I said
you be
classic.
Switching things up, brother.
My dude, how am I switching up? You ain't hearing me? I said Lux and
I'm
Hollow.
I'm hearing you clear.
Hold on so you can hear me again. Lux and Hollow was a classic on the UW stage. What other battles are classics? I didn't say good. Classics.
You didn't say that
UW.
At first. You did not say that at first. And when you hear this
true,
recording,
right,
brother, you're going to see
what I said, man.
You're going to see
classic
what you said.
Battles after Lux and Hollow, man.
First of all, it's a few battles on there that's real good. I like the
classics.
I like the Hitman. I like the Hitman and Old Red. That was a good battle.
I like Hitman.
I like
the Old Red.
I like the cop. I did. I liked it, Old Red. I liked the Surf and Calico. That was a good battle.
I did not like Surf and Calico at all.
I like the Surf and Calico.
At all.
I did. They did
you
good.
Surf was good against Calico?
I thought he was nice.
Was it classic?
No, I don't think
really?
It was classic, but it was a good battle. Here's what's funny. Why you always throw the word classic out there as though every time these brothers got a rap, it got to be a classic? Why can't
well,
it just be a good
battle? You're up there sitting up there
you
in front of the camera saying that we need the older guys to come in here and save the day, and you're throwing the young guys at us.
What I'm telling you, these young rookies, brothers, they not. First of all, I say three things that have killed this whole Born Legacy card in this argument. Because first of all, that Born Legacy card, number one, don't have no stars on it. So let's just kill that out the gate.
Born Legacy is not a series to have stars on there, bro.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
no,
is.
It's not.
Because
they don't
you're going to lose this argument, too. You're going to lose this argument, too, because I'm going to tell you why. Born Legacy card is supposed to be so-called bars over name and putting on the best performances and things. So
no,
it ain't
not
really
born,
about.
No, not. Born
the
Legacy is the new guys.
Man.
On the come up. You're not going to see Verb,
no,
T-Rock,
no, no, that's what the proof, no, that's a
cars,
lie.
Brother.
That's a lie, brother. That's what the proven grounds is for. That's what
there?
The proven grounds is for. Nope, that's a lie. The proven grounds
Has
is for new
been
dudes
the
doing that.
Series?
Oh, man. That's
has
crazy,
Tay Rock been on the Born Legacy series? No, he has not.
Yeah.
Has Surf been on the Born Legacy series?
Okay,
no,
listen. First of all, it don't matter if Tay Rock ain't on the Born Legacy card. The point of the matter is the new guys show their talent on the proven grounds. That's what the proven ground was built for. For all the new guys to get off, show their talent, do good. Born Legacy is
and
a they, whole
my
nother
dude,
level.
And Born Legacy is a new series to help elevate the new guys getting in the ring with the mid-tier guys and guys who's been washed up. We don't give a fuck about no more. anymore, brother.
No,
that's what that
that's
is.
Not
Born
true.
Legacy is not really
Old Red is washed up, and we don't give a f about him no more, right?
I like Old Red. Haven't seen Old Red back in a long time. That's why I have Old Red.
So why Jazz and E Hart on the card? They washed up too, and we don't give a f about them neither.
No, I give a shit about that card. I like Jazz and E Hart. I give a shit about that card.
So this goes against what you just said. See,
they're blending stuff in. They're blending things in.
No, you giving Born Legacy a definition for nothing. Born Legacy, no. Proven Grounds is for what you just explained, brother.
Explain Born Legacy to you?
No, you don't have to because I already know
why
what it is.
Why not? Why not get a league owner or somebody who's behind the scenes who can explain what Born Legacy is to you?
Oh wow! Well,
what's
put them on.
What you what the Born Legacy series is?
Are you finna call them?
I'm gonna text them. Continue what you're saying in the meantime. Continue what you're saying while I text. Continue.
My whole point of what I'm trying to tell you, fam. That Born Legacy card, and this what the debate is. You believe the Born Legacy card is better than the High Stakes 2 card, and it's not. High Stakes 2 card got too much more to offer than that Born Legacy card. Again, the High Stakes 2 card got stars on it, diversity on it. You're going to have grown man talk. You're going to have personal stuff.
What's
you're going
to
have comedy in there.
Jazz and E Hart, females on your card. How much diverse is that?
Man.
First
of all, oh, man, come on, man. Look. We got like you said, look at all the things taking place. You got the return of Hitman Holla, going up against Shotgun Suge, the grudge match that's been brewing up for the past 3 years. Then you got Cerrone.
Do you think it's gonna live up to the hype truth?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Really?
I tell you this, it's gonna be better than Surfing Suge, I bet you that.
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, that's not saying much, though.
I bet
that's
you
not saying
that.
Much.
And I believe it is going to live up to the hype. And I'm going to tell you why I believe
I
it's
it
going to live up to the hype.
Hope it does.
I believe it's going to live up to the hype because UW reputation is on the line. And I'm pretty sure Arsenal is grooming Suge and talking to him about some things. And I put a thing out there, man, that I know the brother. Look, I put something out there for Arsenal, right? And I knew that brother listened to it because he repeated the same thing I was talking about. So he really took heed in how I gave him a structure of how to break down that thing and make sure it go right.
Okay.
And he repeated the same thing I was saying in the interview. So I think, they got a lot to lose if this card don't go right. That means you're going to have back-to-back events with that flop. And I think that's bad.
First of all, UW usually doesn't do 2 events a year. You'd be lucky to get 2 events out of them at the year and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad they're having a card early 2017. The consistency is why I say Born Legacy will always be what they're doing. Because we're going to be on Born Legacy 5 soon. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I think UW finna push hard this year. UW going to push hard this year. You can bet that. Because they got a lot weighing in their favor. Especially since, again,
I still don't think they're
going to
be URL, though.
I believe they make their push, and I believe it's finna be a shift in power, whether you want to accept it or not. You know what I'm saying? Look what's funny about you saying that, but you forget we were just on the phone with the guy that handled the contracts, and he let it be known. He said,
"Hey,
let's not do that.
Keep that behind." Close off, go ahead, though.
No, but what? That wasn't nothing secret?
No. I don't really like bringing up stuff behind closed doors. I don't be doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, you laughing at me like as though what? You know what I'm saying?
What shift is happening, though, Truth?
It's a power shift finna take place. It got to. That's natural mathematics. I keep telling you that, brother. That's basic mathematics. King of the dot will surpass Mac. In numbers. In money, in power shift. It's going to be a power shift. It has to be. We got one battle lead that got 3 countries behind it. And its number's growing big, man. It's growing bigger and bigger every year. And they known to do business better than URL. And I always told you out the gate, and we know this, that white money is better than black money, man. I keep telling you, bro. Trust me.
Let me ask you a question. What do you say to the people that say you bash URL so much that you seem like you hate URL?
I don't hate URL, but you got to understand, URL is the biggest battle league in battle rap. But at the same time, URL is destroying battle rap. How do anybody watch battle rap not seeing this? You got all the league owners talking about it. You got all the battle rappers talking about it. Look at what Arsenal's saying. Look at what John John's saying. Look at what Rex saying. Look at what Verb's saying. Look at all these top tiers who was under this man, working for this man, all coming out saying the same thing. Then I'm saying it, bringing it to the light, and I'm the problem. But all the league owners saying it, all the other people, come on, brother. I mean, this stuff is obvious.
They don't say it like you, brother. Every time you bash URL, brother, you bash them all the time. These cats
man,
don't bash
every
URL.
Time,
as you
look,
know.
Let me tell you something, brother. I don't bash them, and just because I speak up, listen, I don't give a damn about Smack. I'm speaking up for the brothers that's
you
under these
things. You
say
that, though? I don't give a damn about Smack. Like,
right,
little
because
stuff like
here's
that.
The thing you got, here's the thing
before,
you got to understand.
Before you go, some people hear you say it like that and be like, damn, it's like that. You see what I'm saying? But
Yeah, it's like that because you got to understand, bro, you talking about one person compared to 100 people under him. I think more about the 100 people than the master. I don't care about the master. I care about the slaves. So my whole point is we know the master good. We know he live in a big house. We know he got the money and he comfortable. What about the brothers that's in the street? What about the ones that's trying to survive and stay up out of prison? What about the ones that's on their last leg? Them the ones who I speak up and represent. I can give a damn about the master. The master good. Don't you hear him? I'm good. I'm rich. I got this. I got that. Well, everybody else
but that seems to
catching
bother
cases.
You, that seems to really bother you. Like you take it personal.
It do bother me, brother, because I have the best interest for the young guys. I have the best interest for the people. Again, I don't care about the master. The master good. What about the slaves? What about
he's
the people
the slave,
that's trying
the
to live?
Opportunity and giving them a biggest platform.
You ain't giving them no opportunity, man.
Oh,
that's
finished.
Trash. And let me tell you,
he's
let me prove
them,
that.
He's giving them the biggest. Look how, look how you ready to go. I'm telling you something. It sounds
because
real
it's a
personal.
Because it's a lie, bro. It's a straight up lie.
You can't tell me, yo, I've never heard you say anything really nice about you. A prime example. I fuck with ARP. That's my guy. Shout out to RBE. Shaka the whole nine. But you said on your award show, RBE is League of the Year.
Yes, it is.
Apart
from what?
Apart
from what? Right.
Minus URL or whatever.
And why did I say that?
Why did you say it?
I told you. The reason why I had RBE, League of the Year, because for them to have the limited resources available to them, knowing that Smack them is racking up all the competition, I mean, not all the competition, all the talent, getting people all on contract, got the biggest stages, for them to be working with the limited resources available to them and putting on good cards, that shows damn good professionalism.
Bro, was that a pity
Come
award?
Come on, bro. That means a lot.
Was that a pity award?
No, that's not a pity award. That's a fact award. Think about common sense, man. Smack them is the biggest league in battle rap. Everybody he loading up. He don't want nobody on his stage that ain't under contract. He done basically doing eradication of movement all
the
top
veterans,
tier.
The young boys. But you don't even like the PGs anyway, so you shouldn't even give a shit.
What
you,
I'm
you don't even like
here's
the
nothing.
Young boys. You
here's
always,
nothing you don't get. Here's
you
nothing
always
you don't get.
Up the veterans and they ain't doing shit.
That's not true, brother. That's not true.
Dude, you don't like the Ball Legacy series because you're like, yo, there's no stars on here. There's no personals
right.
on here.
Right. Because here's the thing. Look, here's the thing.
OG,
okay.
Older dudes.
Because no. First of all, I ain't picking sides. I'm just a dude on facts. First of all, you're not gonna throw no show, and I'm going to it for star, ain't there? I don't care what you say. That's just like having a lot of people. That's just like saying we doing a show for everybody who open up 4 stars. I don't want to see the people that open up. I want to see the main event. So if you're going to put on a card eight battles of all people that open up for stars, I don't want to see that. I want to see the stars.
Well, you do know in 2016, though, Truth, that a lot of the veterans, they didn't really have great battles and monumental
That's
Classic
not true.
Battles last year like that, bro.
That's not true. That's not true.
Let's
Y'all
see.
Just
right,
be
let's
throwing
look.
Things
when
out there.
Around,
see, this is what I mean
besides
by
Zach Hall, Avin Rumnitty, Disaster and Iron Solomon are the those are vets. I'm giving the battles everybody was talking about, okay? Craig Lamar and JC. B-Magic and Iron Solomon. Those are the most besides the gun titles battle also, those are the battles people are talking about the most. From bloggers to fans to social media, this, that, and the third. Those are the battles people are talking about the most. You know what I'm saying? B-Dot and Danny Myers. You see what I'm saying? Nobody was talking about a Shotgun Shook battle like that this year. Nobody was talking about a Surf battle like that unless it was the gun title shit. Love Tay Rock. Did Tay Rock have a classic battle this year in 2016 by himself? Not really, no.
Yes,
and Rock is my guy. But Av and Nitty, which battle was that?
Rock and C3 was a good battle.
It was a good battle. It was a classic battle, monumental. Everybody's talking about
it. There you go with that word,
classic.
Everything's
talking about.
Oh, man.
And if you got, I'm like you, I listen to the people saying it. Everybody's talking about a particular battle. Everybody, not just one person. I'm talking about more than 10, 15 heads saying, yo, this battle was fire. This battle was fire. Yes, we all watching this battle. Like, that's what people were saying. Not everybody was talking about Tay Rock and C3, my guy. They were talking about Clint Lamar and JC, Iron Solomon and Diz, Av and Rum Nitty. Ill Will and Rumney, they were talking about JC, like shit like that they was talking about. They weren't talking about all these other guys' battles this year like that, bro. This year, 2016, was the year of the mid-tier and the young guys coming into the fold.
No. See, here's the thing that's crazy. When you say them things, man, you just be throwing stuff out there, fam, and that'd be crazy because you make
consensus.
It seem like these – No. But you throwing this stuff out here, making it seem like these vets was really on cards, and they really wasn't on cards like that. So you trying
That's
to make it seem as though
this
they
year.
Were.
Right. No, I didn't say that. You're proving my point. So if they weren't on the cards like that, this was the year, once again, whatever reason it was, whether they weren't on cards or whatever.
We know the reason. We know the reason,
the year,
bro.
Huh?
We know the reason. Let's just be
right.
real.
So whatever
the reason,
reason it was. 2016
we know
was
the
year
reason.
Of the young cats and other mid-tier dudes. It wasn't the veteran.
Bro,
year,
this
kids,
was the year, no. This was the year that Smack decided not to pay them and remove them from the cards. That's why we wasn't seeing them because he didn't want to pay them that money. That's why we didn't see the many vets rapping this year on big cards when
though.
They
you
normally would be on.
Talent, though, bro. You got to breed
come on,
new talent.
See,
and these
see,
young
come
boys
on,
right
man.
Now...
You're not
to
being
show,
realistic.
I'm not shit. I am being real, first of all. I don't know
no,
what
you're
you might not like what I'm saying. That don't make it not real,
because
you
ain't calling it right.
Why am I not calling it right? Because I don't agree with you because you bash you all the time.
No, because sometimes
you
say things.
If I disagree with you, that's not calling it real then. But if I agree with you,
no,
then I'll
I don't mind you
works.
Disagreeing, but I think you disagreeing just to disagree and
not
looking
at
the
true.
Facts.
I don't got time for that.
Because
I don't got time
okay,
for that.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Going to.
Okay, watch this. Yes or no? Yes or no? True or false? Is this really the year that Smack decided to remove the top tiers? Yes or no?
Yes, he can remove the top tiers. We're not denying
right.
that. So what's real about we
which
know that?
Which meant they are removed from his battles when we know that URL throw the most battles in a year. So if you're removing the top tiers and refusing to pay them, they not on the cards. So
okay.
when you put them out
the
of the cards.
Other leagues, though?
Come on, man. Come on. But it's still a difference. Look, okay, it's still a difference when you're sweeping the rugs under people's feet. You got to understand a lot of these battle leagues are pre and advance set up to book and they battle for their events. You get what I'm
saying?
About
the,
so
okay,
when you sweep
what about the vets going to different leagues minus URL and not putting on them? How about that?
Right, but here's the thing that's crazy. Who? Because when y'all say the vets not going to other leagues, putting on, you only could be talking about two or three people. You try to put everybody in the boat using that one word. You're using the one word that means all when it's really just two or three not doing it. You can only stop
Bro,
at the two or three people.
The vets didn't have a great year in 2016, no matter what.
Yes,
they
did. Yes, they
Ooh.
Did.
I bet you.
Okay, let's go. Look. Let's go. And I'm going to prove my point. Let's go. You ready?
Who had a better year than
and
Avenitti?
And watch you break. Look, let's go. I'm going to prove my point. Let's go. Let me know when you're ready.
Who had a better year than Av and Rum Nitty?
There you go. See, there you go trying to add more stuff in there. See, you will say something, then you will add something in it when you see I'm finna go. You didn't say that.
I don't even
you
know what
you're
talking about sometimes, so you losing me right now. I swear, bro, no disrespect. You be saying shit, I be like, huh? I'm just talking to you. You be trying to dig my brain.
No, you just talking
like,
to debate.
Stick to the topic,
you try
man.
To put the vets in, you try to put all the vets in one category when you can't do that. You when you
saying
all
I said
they,
was
look,
that 2016, the vets didn't have a great year. That's all I said.
That's not
bro.
True, though. But look. But that's not true. That's
what
not true.
Man? Can you
and
give me
I
names?
Can prove,
I gave you names.
I,
give me
I'm
names.
Gonna
I'm
gonna give you names. You,
I told you, Av and Nitty. Who
if,
you got?
If you listen, bro, there you go trying to look. I'm smarter than that. You can't deceive me like that. You
bro,
just
I'm giving
said
you names.
Best,
what are you talking
you,
about? I'm giving you
if
names.
If you listen,
I'm gonna
bring it
about?
Home every time. See, this is what I'm saying. I'm going to stop debating with you sometime because I don't get this, bro. You say something, then you switch it, and then when I'm going to say it, you
what
switch
did I
it again.
Switch?
I said, which veterans
that have a great year? What did I switch into saying that?
Right. Listen. And then soon I'm going to show you that they had a good year. Then you say, Av and Nitty. Where that come from? We ain't talking about that.
Whoever names you have, wow. I'm going to tell you where that comes from so you understand me, bro.
We're not debating.
So whatever names you have,
man.
I don't think they have a better year than Av and Nitty. What veterans had a better year than Av and Nitty?
Which means you twisting it because that wasn't the argument in the beginning. The beginning was the vets didn't have a good year. I said, yes, they have. Let me prove it. Then you immediately say, Did Clips have a bad year to you? Yes or no?
Before I answer that question, can I say something on?
Go ahead.
It's okay for you to bring a name up, but I can't bring a name up. But I'll put your
name
up.
No, we're talking about what the argument is.
Bring Clips name up, but I bring Clips name up. I'm twisting shit up.
Oh,
right,
my
God. Don't do that to me, bro.
Listen, the argument was,
I'm
going
to ask you a question. I don't think Clips had a good year. Go ahead.
Okay.
I believe he did.
I'm going to prove it. Did Clips have a good battle against Iron Solomon? Yes or no?
It was okay. He was talking about nuts.
Who won that battle?
So one of them rounds, he kind of, I got really disgusted with Clips when he kept talking about I ain't nuts and shit. That kind of threw me off.
Okay,
but overall,
who won that battle, Clips or Iron Solomon?
I don't even like that battle like that.
Did Clips and Mr. Fab have a good battle?
No.
Yes, they did.
What?
Clips and Mr. Fab was
a good battle.
Yes, it was. Oh,
okay,
wow.
Can I ask you a question, though? Is that okay?
Come on with it.
All them battles you talking about, are they fucking with Av and Nitty?
See? But now you switching it again.
Why
you switching it? You don't see how you switching it?
Comparing battles. What are you talking
about? The argument was you were saying, that's why I told you, every time I begin to prove something, you switch it. The argument was the vets didn't have a good year. I'm proving it. Every time I prove it, you want to bring up Av and Nitty because you know that was considered one of the...
Can I tell you why I'm bringing Av and Nitty up, though? Because you're throwing names
deception to
me, but it seems to me it's okay for you to talk about Clips. All I'm doing is comparing the battle Clips had to these two Negroes. That's all I'm doing. Ain't nothing
but
wrong
that
with that.
But that wasn't
I've
that important.
I've conversations, and nobody got a problem with that.
Man.
We comparing battlers. What's wrong
the
with that?
The argument was the vets didn't have a good year, and my whole thing I've been
and
telling you was...
And I added on. And I added on. Just because you don't like that shit, my nigga, I'm adding on to the argument. Yes, the vets didn't have a good year, but what's fucking with
that's
Av and Nitty, though? That's what I'm comparing.
Nope. Now that's called deception. Bro, that's called deception.
Why is it deception?
Because
what are you talking about?
It's deception because that wasn't the argument. You can't say the best
thing
happened to
you.
It's
your argument, my nigga. So hold on. Wait a minute. So, can I ask you a question then? So why are you avoiding my question then? Why are you avoiding my question?
I'm not avoiding your question.
You asked me questions about clips, right?
You can't keep doing questions.
What's a battle?
But do you know you throw like 5, 6, 7 questions out without the first one being answered?
That's deception?
Look, you throwing 5, 6 questions out there without the first one being answered. So when the first one get attacked, then you bring up another one, and it ain't even finished being attacked.
You losing me, bro. Like, dead ass losing
me. No, I'm only losing you because
numerous people. Like, okay,
look,
you're bringing up a battle.
Let me tell you something.
I'm bringing up a battle.
The difference between me,
okay.
Dre, because the difference between me and somebody else, I stay focused on what was said in the beginning. And what was said.
All right,
look,
about Clips, you lost me. So what about Clips? You thought he had a great year?
Okay, look. See, we get off subject because we're not focusing on what's being attacked. You got five, six different topics, but not killing the first topic. First topic was, what's the high stakes two card better than the Bourne Legacy four card? Yes, it is, easily.
I disagree.
You want to debate that. But here's the thing
that's
crazy.
I came on the show to debate, my nigga. You know that, right?
Right. That's what I'm telling you.
I disagree with the comment you said, so we are debating.
Right. But here's the thing. But that's easily, look, this is not hard, bro. That's easily. The high stakes two card easily beats this Bourne Legacy four card. It ain't even nothing to even debate about. Even on paper, it looked better. And I know that the battle's going to be better because that Bourne Legacy four card is only going to be one way.
I only got confident in two battles on stakes is high. I'm only confident in two, and one of them is shaky.
I got confidence in all of them except for one.
Do you like Pat Stane DNA?
Yes, I do.
I think it's going to be all right. What's DNA?
DNA
is not going to say nothing that's going to be out this world.
But DNA always show up. And if anything,
and
DNA
Pat
is called
shaky
the piece.
Out of Canada.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Pat Stay is a veteran, man. Pat Stay is solid.
Pat
Stay he's
been
season,
shaky
man.
Out of Canada. This is facts, though.
Oh,
I told
man,
him that on the
man,
phone when
man.
I interviewed him also. I told him that you've been shaky.
I wouldn't
out of
doubt that. But it still don't change what that brother got on his resume, man. It still don't change that brother's resume.
I'm not going crazy with Pat Stay. I want to watch it, no doubt. I'm not going crazy for it, though, fam.
And he went. But that battle right there better than half of the Bourne Legacy phone card.
I disagree with that.
Oh my. Okay, so Grew Easy and New Jersey twerping better than DNA and Past Day?
No, not on paper. Not
right.
on paper.
Chef
but it
Trent,
wouldn't shock me.
Chef,
it wouldn't shock me if it's a better back and forth though.
Oh man. So Chef Trez and Mike P gonna be better than DNA and Past Day.
It wouldn't shock me. As a
Come
good
on,
back
man.
And forth.
First of all,
forth,
you know. First of all, you know DNA. See, this is what I mean by what I like about the high stakes two card. It's
okay.
going to have more things brought to the table. You're going to get jokes, comedy, personal, grown man talk, superstars. It's superstars. We don't even got no superstars on the Bourne Legacy card.
You know what's dope to me about the Bourne Legacy series, though, truth, is that we don't know what we're going to get. I kind of know what I'm I know what to expect.
Which is horrible.
We
do
know
what we're going to get.
Legacy. I think that's dope.
Man, how you don't know what you're going to get from the Bourne Legacy card? Who don't know that?
I know
exactly
what
I'm getting in the Bourne Legacy.
I didn't know the Jersey Twerk when he battled Dougie on Bourne Legacy 3 that he was going to do I yard, and everybody's running with that little catchphrase. Like, I didn't know that. We didn't
really?
Know that was going
to happen. Really? The Pie Pie line? Really? That was nothing, man.
Like, I don't know where you was at, but people were talking about that. That was funny.
I don't care what people were talking about. I heard that.
Let me ask you a question. Like I said, I like two battles on the card. Hitman and Suge, am I expecting it to be fire? I hope. On paper, it's supposed to be. Then you got Hitman Holler who hasn't battled. The anticipation alone is there for that card, for that matchup. So I'm looking forward to Hitman and Suge. That's just facts. That's just not even going around
Hitman,
you know,
Hitman battled twice last year.
True, we got 90 seconds here. We got to do this again. But go ahead.
But Hitman battled twice last year, Dre.
But none of them stood out to me, though. Who did he battle? The guy in London and Scotty Horror?
And the dude for the $1,000.
Oh, that's even a double. He battled a D-League player.
But he won $1,000 for one round.
A D-League player. A D-League player.
But it's
player,
still
too.
Warm up, bro.
Yeah, no doubt. But it's still a D-League player he battled. Nobody's talking about that battle.
Oh, man.
You're just talking about the money aspect of it. What about the bars and the quality of the battle?
You switching up. That wasn't the thing at first. You said he haven't battled. I'm telling you, the man battled like 2-3 times last year.
Right, but it wasn't about no fire battle. It wasn't a hitman that we love, and that we've grown to appreciate throughout the years. It wasn't a standout battle.
But you basically was talking about him not being.
I'll say he hasn't battled in a long time, but all right, let's be real. He hasn't battled on the biggest stage to be on in a long time. We haven't seen him on URL in a long time. We haven't seen Hitman
the
battle.
Stage
stiff
in the stage in London.
We haven't
was
seen
big.
Hitman battle stiff competition in a long time.
No, oh, man.
You ready for a part two? We can get it on. I'm here.
I don't care. You gonna lose. All
right. Yo, you gonna hang up right now. Shout out to my man Truth. We're gonna do this again, y'all. Truth is my guy. Don't ever get it twisted. We're gonna do a part two, call back up in a second. PSA podcast, part one, three letter man, battle truth. This is what we do. We always go back and forth. This is my guy, man. I'll let you boy.